Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates catty rappers screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. Oh my God, there was one guy that could not have been more off through the entire, always on different words, through the entire thing. But thank you so much, Traverse City, Michigan! We did it! 40 degrees below zero with the wind chill outside. I was like, are we canceling the show? And you were like, no, we're hardy. We're used to it. But I guess a few people didn't make it, so apologies to them. They'll probably hear this later and wherever they live, and they couldn't make the drive here to Traverse City, and that's why there's some seats empty, but we still have their money. So that worked out pretty good. But congratulations to all of you that did make it here. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That guy was on at that time. He participated as a team player. Coming to you once again from the Old Town Playhouse in Traverse City, Michigan. Third time's the charm, you guys. This will be the best one yet. Of course, it's during the Traverse City Winter Comedy Arts Festival in the year 2015 on Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, directed by Gary Marshall. Speaking of Gary Marshall, who went to last night's interruption of Pretty Woman? That was weird, right? I didn't know that. I guess at the time I was just too young to realize it, but you know, when that movie came out, it was a big hit. Looking at it now, it's really like, it's crazy. It's crazy that she's a prostitute who at no point in the film, or even as far as we could tell in her history, has ever had to fuck an ugly man for money. Like, she just meets a rich guy and it all works out. Amazing. It's 420-ish, Traverse City. Do you know where your name tags are? Right there, I see a bunch of them. Can we get the lights up a little bit? There's a light up one there in the back. We've got someone brought chocolates. Oh, and that's cute. And there's none in the balcony. It's like, you guys know your place up there. You're like, we're too far away to participate. Well, thank you guys for bringing those, and we will pull them out again in a little bit. What are those, donuts? You got a whole box of donuts?
Yep.
Oh, I know which guest is going to pick that. I don't know if that's a mean thing to say.
I would pick it if I were choosing name tags.
Tonight, I'm co-headlining over at the State Theater with Todd Barry. I think a few tickets are available for that. And I also need to mention that I'm going to Vancouver, Canada on next Friday. I'll be at the Vogue Theater. And all my dates and deeds and links are at douglovesmovies.com. I also love the Traverse City Film Festival that happens here each summer. And I hope to be attending that again this year. But this is my second winter comedy festival. And I dare say that when I go outside this evening, it will be the coldest weather I've ever experienced in my life. Yeah, yeah! And it's a lot of random yelling because it helps warm you up a little bit. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to experience that negative 40 wind chill. And I'm going to expose a part of my skin for 10 minutes because that's how long they say it takes to get frostbite. But just a tiny little spot. I'm just going to pick a little frostbite spot. Is that a good idea? No, it isn't. It's a terrible idea. Not going to do that. But we convinced a lot of great comics to come up and play with us here at the festival this weekend. And I'm excited to bring four of them out here right now. Please give a big, warm TC welcome to Nikki Glaser, Ben Bailey, Ted Alexandro, and Jeff Tate. Let's look in the prize bag. We got four nice, quiet guests. And one of them brought something that turned out to be quite amusing. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Ted Alexandro. Let's hear it for Ted. Coming in from New York to participate in the festival. And he doesn't have any like merch items with him or whatever. So for the prize bag, he's... paying forward some of the stuff they give us in our welcome bag, because this is a very, very nice town. When you're a performer coming to the town, they give you a bag full of a bunch of cool stuff, like these Cherry Republic chocolate-covered cherries.
Delicious.
Those are awesome.
I'm told.
But then... Jeff and I have both fallen for this. Every time we come here, they give us these dog biscuits that look like perfectly nice, normal Christmas cookies for a human person like to eat.
Yeah.
And I've actually had part of one.
Me too.
And Jeff fell for that as well.
I had a whole one.
I brushed my teeth 3 times today because I had a half of thinking it was a human biscuit. And I was reading the back of the ingredients. I was like, that seems like human. And then I went in the front. I'm like, why am I having such a hard time chewing? Then it said dog. And I'm like, I'm not a dog.
Like, why would a dog cookie have icing on it? Like, what dog is saying yay or nay to that added thing? You know, I guess you got to have a dog that his food really needs to look human. And then he'll have it.
Dogs like a nice presentation as well. And I think human biscuit is just as weird as dog biscuit, too. Just calling it that from now on.
Yeah.
You guys got any human biscuits?
You guys have any tasty man treats?
Jeff Tate is back, you guys. He was here with us last summer. Participated in the very exciting owner Tuchel incident. Yeah. And he got thrown from the stage by me before the game started. And is the gentleman that came up on stage and replaced him, is he here tonight? No? Okay. Passed away. But but he was great. Maybe we'll see him at the next summer festival. What'd you bring for the bag, Jeff?
I brought... I also didn't bring any merch. I brought this thing that
you
I got
this
at
the gift shop at the hotel?
Yeah, it's a bunch of different things, and you can make it look like Santa, but you can probably make it look like something else, too. If you wanted.
Yeah, I was trying to read what this is, and I have no idea. Yeah,
it's a foam kit.
I know it doesn't cost much.
Well, don't say that.
What is that? But what does that mean, foam kit?
It's a kit with foam in it. You put it together, you can make it look like Santa or whatever. I have a Traverse City collectible spoon.
Nice.
Right?
Does it qualify as a spoon when it's so small that you can't even...
No, you can use it.
Is it like teaspoon size? Is that what it is?
Depends
it's
on what kind of
tea.
It's
for people who are dieting.
Yeah. It's a diet spoon. You eat all you want, but with that spoon.
Yeah. It's designed to make eating so annoying that you lose weight.
Dig your car out.
And I also brought a... There's other stuff in there.
What?
I brought a... Where is it? How about you do... Never
this
mind.
Thing?
You just... Yeah, this thing, it's a daily devotional for those who want to get closer to the Lord. And I've been outside here. I feel like you guys should spend a little time. You have clearly fallen away and are being punished for it.
Wow, I didn't know there was so much stoner stuff in the Bible. There's a quote here right on the front. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come."
Yep.
That's just another way of saying wake and bake.
Yep. Someone is going to win salvation today.
Nikki Glaser's here, everybody.
Hi. Thank you. That's nice.
And she brought two Britney Spears postcards. Not now Britney Spears, back in the day,
yeah,
Britney Spears.
Before everything fell apart.
And you wrote something on the back of each one. What'd
they're
you write on this one?
They're my favorite Britney... Well, they're quotes that really fit my life that Britney has sang before. One is, "My loneliness is killing me." And this one that I really feel, "I'm not a girl, not yet a woman." And so that's on the back of those.
Is that a serious transitional phase where you can be not a girl and not yet a woman? Is that?
Yes.
What's it called? 18?
No, it's called 30 is what it's called. 18. No, that's how I feel, you know? Still relating to Taylor Swift songs. But like my back hurts a lot, you know?
I think it's called "Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon," I think.
"My loneliness is killing me, but the back ain't helping." Yeah.
I call my back my loneliness.
You're still wearing Hello Kitty underwear, but...
Did you bring this also, Jeff? These beanie bands?
Yeah.
It doesn't quit.
It's the Peanuts Collection beanie bands.
Yeah, they're like rubber bands, but they look like Peanuts characters, and whatever. Do whatever you want with them. Put them on your braces. Use them to tie off if you want to use that spoon for something.
You're such a thoughtful gift giver.
Well, I've seen what there is to do here in the winter.
And Ben Bailey's here, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thought of a good spinoff to Cash Cab.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Does it involve marijuana?
It could. That might make it work even better. Crash Cab, or Hash Cab is good too, but Crash Cab is where you get people in the car and then you go towards a cliff and you jump out and let them go off the cliff.
Yeah, you force a Thelma and Louise on them.
That sounds great.
Is there trivia
but,
involved?
Like, where's the game part? It sounds like me just murdering people. Great idea.
It's just such a roller coaster of human emotions, because first they're in the cash cab and they think they're going to play, and then they just get
you can ask,
driven off
right,
a cliff.
Right.
You can ask someone on the street for help, but you're going too fast. They're not going to be able to save you. You could just scream out a window, help.
Do they know they're going to be on the show ahead of time, or?
I don't know. How did it work on Cash Cow?
That's the question everyone asks. So that's
we've all heard.
They're like, okay, we're gonna kill you. They would probably do it. Because we'd be like, but you get to be on TV. And they'd be like, all right, fuck it, yeah.
And you promise I'll die?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in. Yeah. Don't just fucking hurt me, Ben. You gotta promise it's over when this is done.
I can't promise that you'll die in the initial fall, but if you're alive, the next contestants will surely kill you when they land on top of you.
All right, I'm in. Where do I?
I'm watching that, yeah.
I didn't give you much stuff that I brought for the...
I want to know what you brought. I want to mention that I brought some Newman's Own raisins.
Nice.
Because there's something disgusting about that to me. Some old man's raisins. Some old dead legend's raisins.
For every box of those that you eat, a fart is donated to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I brought, in the vein of nothing much to do in the long winters, I brought a harmonica. So you could sit around and annoy the people that you live with until they leave you alone for a little while. Should we pass them over?
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah, give me that harmonica.
That the people that are on the show, as well as the people that are in the audience, might like a little place to keep their drugs. Aww. So I got a little box that you can keep your weed in. Just got to remember where you put it. And then, for no real discernible reason at all, except for how it looks, I got this. Because fuck, come on. How does that not make everything a little bit better? You know?
That's a potential mascot for Crash Cab.
Right on the fucking dashboard.
Whee!
Yeah!
Don't get that thing wet.
Right.
I also brought some. Yeah, toss it over here. I like being able to throw it around.
Oh, and its fun. Name, by the way, is Kink.
Of course it is.
It told me. I didn't read that on the tag.
I got some Doug Loves Movies buttons that are very nice. A Gateway Doug 2 Force Fun CD, a T-shirt, and a bag from the SF San Francisco Sketch Fest. And then this is a weird thing I got. I was at an Alamo Draft House in Texas, and I went to a Scott Pilgrim quote along, and that's where they just do lots of wacky things during the course of the movie. And they gave everybody these blinking foamy sticks. But I think, you know, if anybody's walking through the city later tonight, this might come in. It might be a nice safety item. So, yeah, when you're crossing the street, we almost ran over a guy when we were parking. And the driver was like, oh, look at his name tag. So we almost killed a guy who was trying to get in here with his name tag. Let's talk about movies for a second, as long as we're all here. And we know what's in the prize bag. Jeff Tate, what was the last motion picture that you saw in its entirety?
I watched Midnight Run today.
Today?
Yeah.
No, in your room?
In my room, yeah.
What was it playing on?
My computer.
Oh.
I own it. This was a real letdown, apparently.
Midnight Run's a great movie.
Tell these people.
Did you think they were supposed to applaud or cheer because you watched a movie?
I don't know. It felt...
Yeah!
Well, yeah, now that it happened, yeah, I do feel like that was appropriate. I don't feel like a total void was necessary either. Like, that felt like more quiet than silence. Like, everyone left.
He gave you the kink, man.
The kink.
Gave you the kink eye.
Watch this guy with your cigarettes, Jack.
Let's see how Nikki does in this this part of the show. See how much silence comes after her movie that she saw last.
Wild.
Oh, they think that. Maybe that's why.
They're just doing that.
Go wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Wild.
You like that?
Yeah, it was good. The whole movie, though, for me, I think for everyone, was just like, oh no, when's she gonna get raped? Like, that was the whole movie. It was just like white knuckling. Like, is it now? Shit. The whole.
I think you're thinking of Into the Wild.
No, Wild. Every guy she meets, it's like a metaphor for being a woman, just walking through life, like, who's gonna rape me? That's kind of how I felt. Like, you can't, as a woman, go out on your own in the wild. Like, I mean, she did it. She got through rape free, but like.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Shit,
spoiler
alert. Well, yeah. I wish no someone had told me film. That. I could have relaxed.
Is it her just like going, like traveling across the country?
No, she's on this this hike, like this 1,500 mile hike, I think.
Pacific
the
Northwest.
Appalachian Trail.
She's got a gigantic backpack, so she can't, like, that's why she's so rapeable, because she can't, it's too heavy for her to run.
I mean, no joke, every dude she meets is a little creepy, just stares at her a little too long, and you're just like, oh no, this is it. Even at the end, when she meets that boy, and he starts singing, I'm like, he's gonna rape her.
She meets the kid from Boyhood at the end?
Well, I didn't feel like anyone was going to get raped in Midnight Run. Like, it's kind of a similar story.
Yeah.
But it's two people traveling a long distance.
Well, he's trying to take Charles Grodin to prison, though. He'll get raped eventually.
Well, eventually. I mean, that's his goal isn't to get this guy raped. It was...
Or is it?
If you're trying to put somebody in jail, you're trying to get somebody raped.
But he doesn't. He lets him go.
Spoiler alert.
Why are you guys giving away the endings?
The ending is not her not getting raped. That's not the ending.
But we're going to set a record here for times the word rape has been used in a podcast.
Oh, no. My show later tonight.
Comedy podcast.
It's funny you mention that because my special guest, I've got one more guest to bring out here. Bill Cosby, everybody. Wait, are you booing Bill Cosby or me mentioning Bill Cosby? Who are you mad at?
Cappuccinos for everybody.
I will say one thing just to get it off rape is that Wild was really hot. Did you see it, Doug?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
I know you love rape in movies. No, I'm just kidding. God, guys.
That's in the second verse that you guys never hear. Of the thing.
No,
of the
but there's
song.
A really. There's a really hot sex scene in an alley. Anyone?
But consensual?
Like, yes, she's consensual really, sex scene.
Like, she chooses to fuck somebody
in
an alley?
Yeah, it's great.
You mean
two
like
dudes? You mean like a bowling alley?
No, just in an alley. No one's seen Wild?
No.
It was hot, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay, she's a drug addict when she does it, but it's still hot. Okay, I'm really sorry. No one go see it.
Ted, what about you? Have you been to the movies?
The last movie I saw was actually this Korean movie called I Saw the Devil.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
Wow, even better than Jeff's Midnight Run, a movie that most of the people in the room haven't even heard of, got a bigger reaction. And did you like it?
It was disturbing, man. Yeah. Not just because I had to read the whole thing.
it's subtitled the whole thing.
No, a comedy club, one of the bouncers in New York City, this guy at Eastville, you know, we're just talking movies. He's like, check out I Saw the Devil. It's this Korean movie, part of a trilogy, I think.
He recommended it to me, too.
Is that right?
Guy at Eastville, the door.
Yeah. So I watched it the next day. I hadn't seen it.
And based on that, I was like, I'm never going to watch that.
I took the opposite. I was like, I'm intrigued. I'm going to watch this as soon as possible. I watched it the next day, and it was disturbing. It was a lot of rape, actually, as opposed to none in that. Some?
A lot. No. You just think it's going to, but none.
Well, this one is like... But I don't want to like go into it, but violent. This guy's yeah,
really
fun, like that. That woo captured the it's fun just, level of
I've
violence.
I've heard about this. It's like the one of the most disturbing films ever.
It's really
right?
very disturbing. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're into like extreme human behavior and wooing at it,
I'm a Bjork
like the
fan.
X Games.
Yeah, like, yeah, right, kind of like that.
Like catching some big
with
air
with beheadings and rape. Not so, really my cup of tea, but it was interesting nonetheless.
Okay.
I think it was for dogs.
I think it was a movie for dogs. Yeah.
It's really for dogs. He thought it was a human movie.
I brushed my teeth after that, too.
Rape? I mean, Ben, what movie?
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in high school again. Too dark? Was that too dark? Perfect. Oh, my God.
Me
I'm
too.
In 10th grade all over again. I saw Birdman. It was the last movie that I watched, and I fucking hated it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Partially because someone told me it was a documentary about Charlie Parker. So my expectations were like, I was like, what the fuck is this? There's not even a black guy in the whole fucking movie. Is he doing the soundtrack? Is that the fucking...
Yeah, the Larry Parker...
And people can't do that stuff, by the way.
Yeah, that movie you're talking about was called Bird, Man.
Bird, yeah. I don't know. Everybody loved Birdman, but
it's
I was like...
I don't think everybody loves it. It's not for
everyone. Everyone here seemed to... They liked it more than Rape or Midnight Run, that's for sure.
Wait, what's wrong with Midnight Run?
Nothing. I fucking love Midnight Run. I started thinking of a million lines from that movie as soon as you mentioned it. That's why I said, watch this guy with your cigarettes, Jack, and nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
Steals a cigarette.
Sir, that must mean that Walsh has your identification. I fucking love that
Those
movie.
Are the most fun lines to quote, the ones that rely entirely on context.
I got two words for you. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, here come two words for you.
That's a better
Shut
one.
The fuck
it's from
like
the movie.
One. It's from the movie.
Why didn't you like Birdman?
I don't know. It just felt like masturbation. Like, okay, cool. Like, we can do long fucking sweeping shots without cuts and play some cool drum tracks, but I still don't give a fuck about these people. They're all so fucking pretentious. Fuck them. I've never been more honest in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
Never? And you chose Birdman to make your stand?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's a pretty defensible
years.
Position. Yeah, I've been doing stand-up for 20 years.
And this is the most honest.
I like Birdman.
Fuck you, kink, you little bitch.
It's my favorite.
I brought you here.
I love it more
You'd
than
still
you.
Be in that gift shop if it wasn't for me.
We're not even sure that's real. That could just be behind you in your imagination.
I love when people go, oh, you fuck with a stuffed animal. Let's do the game portion of the show.
Let the games begin.
Everybody brought some pretty name tags, or not everybody, but lots of people. And bring the house lights up a little bit, please. Thank you. And there's lots of food items I hear in the crowd. A lot of frozen food, if they brought it here. But just go ahead and select who you'd like to play for, you guys. And oh, Jeff's saying no to the food. He wants a good one. Oh, that big box of donuts, I can't believe it's not getting more action. Oh, this guy over here wants one of your donuts, sir. He's not, he doesn't seem to be into it. Oh, Jeff likes one with his face on it. It's all about the ego with him. And if you don't get picked today, you guys, if you're coming to the stand-up show tonight at the Opera House, bring the name tags to that, too. We'll play a game at the end of my show over there. You'll find out. All right. I think everybody's got something. All right. We did it. I got to make a vine of this. Jeff Tate, who are you playing for?
I don't even know. Peter. What's your name, Peter?
Yeah.
Peter.
His name's Peter.
But he put my face in.
Tate Old Recall.
Listen, I'm into it. This is like the second time that someone has put my face on a name tag. And just like last time, I didn't see it at first.
All right. Nikki, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Beth. She did a Beth in Show. Great movie. Go Beth.
Yeah. Ted, you got one of the more light up ones.
Yeah, this one lights up more than most do.
The stace behind the pines.
The stace beyond the pines. Yeah. So,
did you ever see that movie?
No.
The Place Beyond the Pines?
I haven't seen that either. I'm hit. I'm kinked.
I'll fucking kink you up.
Okay, so that's cool. It's lit up and it's got Stacy's name on there and my name on there, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah,
that looks like one of those shows on Netflix. It's about a Swedish detective.
Lillehammer. Right.
Who are you playing for, Ben?
I'm playing for E. Teethan. Because it's good, right?
Does that guy have a lot of friends or something?
I saw it and then I really had no choice. I had to. Because Yoda says, "Choose Ethan, you will." And I was like, fuck, I guess I will, Yoda.
I don't think it is that he has a lot of friends, Nikki. I think that's just, you know, someone's on stage holding up a Yoda.
Oh, okay.
People love Yoda.
Well, sorry, dude.
All right, well, good job. We got a good section of name tags. You can go ahead and put yours down there, Ted. You don't have to hold on to that thing the whole time.
Yeah, I'll put it down when I'm ready.
Okay. I understand. You might have a little more time with it. That's cool. Your time with that name tag is precious, so enjoy it while you can. And we're going to start off with a game that I like to call How Much Did This Shit Make? And the idea of it is the four of you all have to bid on how much you think the movie I'm going to name made at the domestic box office, according to boxofficemojo.com, during its entire run, in millions, without going over. And since we watched it last night, I decided I want to know how fucking much money the very overrated Pretty Woman, how much money did that movie make? We'll start with you, Jeff. How much do you think Pretty Woman made?
$100 million.
Okay. Nikki?
I'm going to go $112 million.
So now Jeff's just stuck with that $12 million window.
I like it.
Are we talking opening weekend or total?
Total. Total for its whole run.
Up until today.
And maybe even re-releases. Yeah. Maybe even including whatever the rental was to show it last night.
Last night, right. I thought it just run in the theater.
Yeah, we watched it in the theater last night.
Oh, got it.
It doesn't happen. Probably doesn't happen very often anymore.
Just in theaters.
Yeah, during the basic run of the movie, you know.
Yeah.
With no set times for beginning or end. Just basically when it was on.
I'm going to say $210
million. Whoa.
Interesting. All right, Ben.
$1.
I'm kidding.
Don't put that down. Does it work that way, though? Like, Price is Right? Like, if everyone else was over, I would win with $1?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, no, I'm not going to.
You were joking?
Yeah, I was joking.
It was a great bid, man. All right, so what do you really want to say?
Well, now I kind of wish. Now I feel like I should say.
And don't help out the people on stage during the games, you guys. Like, sometimes they'll ask you for an answer, and you can yell out Amy Adams then.
That sounds like a specific incident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, it wasn't just random. Right? Okay, well, I was going to say $100 million, but Jeff said that. And then I thought, all right, I'll go a little higher. But then Nikki did that. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe the hole for the basic run, as you said. Maybe.
Why don't you go back a little further? What'd you have for breakfast today?
I had quiche. I had three cheese and ham quiche. A little
you had
yogurt.
Quiche?
Yeah, a little yogurt and granola cup with
now
berries.
Now who's a pretty woman? And,
I'm going to say $154 million.
Well, good for you. Changing that dollar bid.
I don't feel like you're sincere in saying that to me.
No, I'm very happy for you because you are, in fact, a winner. It made $178.4 million.
And now you're like, and that means you're the first one to leave today. Bye-bye, Ben.
No, it just means that you get to go first in the next game.
Okay.
And in that game, next game is called Last Man Stanton. Yeah. And who's sitting here up front where I can see you thinks you have a good subject for the Last Man Stanton game? This gentleman right here. He's consulting with his lady friend.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. That's an interesting one. We'll see how it can do. Now, this is Joaquin Phoenix, including films where he was billed as Leaf Phoenix.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we got to include those, just to make it a little easier. But all the panelists seem kind of sad. This might be kind of a tough one, but I'll play along, of course. I love to play. And Ben, start us off.
What am I supposed to be doing, Doug?
I thought for once I could just not explain how a game works.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm always so stoned when we do this.
You just have to name any Joaquin Phoenix
film.
Film.
And then we go until somebody can't name one.
That he was in, yeah.
As okay.
soon as somebody can't name one, then we take that kink and do something interesting with it.
Don't ever tell the people listening what just happened.
You know, Kink will stay with you for a week for $3,000.
I'm sorry, Kink, but I want the fairy tale. All right. To Die For.
Oh, okay. You dug a little deep there. What do you think, Ted?
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Inherent Vice.
Signs.
I'll go Gladiator. Yeah, I'm not afraid. Ben?
We Own the Night.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Walk the Line.
I'm out.
Really?
No, I really don't.
You can think for a second. You don't have to give up so fast. Joaquin, yeah. Great actor.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't work a whole
lot. What's the one movie he did pretended to... Doug, where he...
But you can't describe it because that's
ask the audience, but I'm just thinking out loud. I'm sorry. Okay. Where he went on Letterman pretending to be himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know what that's called. I'm gonna say it next when it gets to me.
That was an episode of Letterman.
Does that count? Is that good?
Yeah. Like, I saw him on The Tonight Show. Can I use that?
Amy Adams.
I really don't know. I'm going to just
hold up Nikki's
the game.
Out, you guys. Jeff?
God damn it. I can't think of the one she just talked herself through. I want to take it from you so badly, but I can't. I get it confused with something else, so I just say The Master.
Okay. I know exactly what movie Nikki was talking about, but it's the title. I might be off by a word, so I don't want to blow it on that. So I'm going to I'm going to come up with something else. And I'm going to say, from back in the Leaf days, Space Camp. Ben, stay awake.
Fuck.
Don't start hibernating.
I got nothing, man. I got one in my head, but I can't think of the name of it.
He's a pretty tough one.
The Miller Boys?
What's that?
Not what I thought it was, I guess.
There's something called the Miller Boys?
Yeah,
it's some guys that are sitting around drinking beer.
No, it's about families, like one of three brothers.
Okay, well, that's your official guess.
And they live on the other side of the tracks, but one of them gets involved with a rich girl on the other side of town.
Sounds like an interesting film.
It's a big, fancy house.
Someone should make it.
Yeah, it's called We're the Millers.
We're the
I know what you're talking about. He pretends to have a family. It's not Joaquin Phoenix, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, I got nothing called that, according to the Leonard Moldnap.
Can't remember the name of it.
All right. So you're out. Well, I don't know why you're yelling something out, audience member. Please stop. Ted?
He had a mustache in a movie.
Oh, right.
Her. You already said it.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah. Huh.
In that case.
Was he wearing khakis and talking to a robot?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar, right?
I'm wondering if he ever did a kid's movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is just me wondering.
Let's chew on that for a little bit.
The Muppet movie.
You should be in that.
There's a chance.
Jeff?
Oh, shit, it's me again. The Village.
Oh, you son of a... That's a great one. I mean, it's not a great movie, but I mean, it's a great pull. You remembered that.
Yeah,
but it's fun. No, it's not fun. Never mind. I mean, it's fun that I remembered it.
Okay, I'm going to try to say the one that we were talking about earlier. I hope I get it right. I'm Not Here.
Oh, no. Is that the Bob Dylan one?
Oh, yeah, right? It says a similar title. What do you think it's called, Jeff?
I think it's called I'm Not There.
There? Fuck. I knew it was either here or there, and I couldn't decide. So Jeff's our winner, everybody.
Yeah. Is it Ben still in?
No, everybody's out.
You're the winner.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, the Miller Boys. I wanted to say Ruskies so bad.
Say what?
Ruskies. That's a Leaf Phoenix movie that I was sitting on.
Oh, man. All right, you guys.
I figured we'd make it more than two times through. Good job.
I still have a couple that I can't remember the name of that he's in.
That's why you lost.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Ted.
Okay, yeah, Ruskies was his second film after Space Camp. Oh, and then here's a huge one we missed. He was a kid in the movie Parenthood, the movie version of that. And then he did a lot of independent movies, smaller films, Inventing the Abbots, U-Turn, Clay Pigeons,
Inventing
Return
the
to
Abbots
Paradise.
Inventing the Abbots was the one you were talking about.
That's the one I was
the
talking
Rich
about.
The Rich Girl one, yeah.
The Miller Boys is pretty close.
Oh. He was in Quills. That movie's disgusting.
Clay Pigeons? Was he in Clay Pigeons?
Yeah, Clay Pigeons.
Was that with Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that.
And Jane Ann Garofalo.
He's in Goodfellas?
No.
What is wrong with you? He's not in Goodfellas.
No, that's Ray Liotta you're thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I see it, though. I see it. Right? Like.
But, yeah. Oh, Ladder 49.
Ladder 49.
Yeah.
How could we forget Ladder 49?
I don't even remember him in Hotel Rwanda, but I guess he was in that also. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What? All right. Well, Jeff Tate's our winner of that game, you guys.
Nice, Jeff.
Can I just quickly say a joke I used to do about that movie? Hotel Rwanda?
Sure.
Awesome. I don't know who funded that movie, but I think it may have been the Holiday Inn Rwanda.
Oh, we can do bits?
Old ones.
Yeah, old
ones. You have to ask first.
I like staying at the Hotel Rwanda for dogs.
Yeah.
Because they give these to every guest.
That's true.
They give the iced cookies shaped like Michigan. Biscuit. I'm sorry, biscuits. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Let's get serious. Jeff gets to go first, and then we'll go to Nikki, Ted, and Ben. First player to 2 points will be our winner today, and the prize bag will go to the person that you're playing for.
Does anyone have any points yet?
Not so far,
no.
Jeff and I don't have a point.
No,
it's just for...
No, that was just... Those were just the preliminary games.
The shits and giggles round.
Yeah, yeah. This is right. The part, you know how...
How many times do you think you've been on this show, Ben?
Doug.
You should award points for people saying, Doug, because that's like the... you got them once, too.
I don't know how you still don't understand how people are unsure about how your fucking show works. Like... I'm sorry, but like...
People are unsure, or just one out of the four that are here today?
No, you think that it's just me, because I fucking tell you, but then when you're gone from the room, everyone's like, thank God you fucking asked that, because... Like, on Cash Cab, people get in and they want to play it, we pull over, and people talk to them for 25 fucking minutes about how to play the fucking game.
That's
true. I never had that here. We just come out and we've...
But if I got into the Cash Cab, I would know how to play, because I've seen it.
But you would get the fucking speech anyway, though. Like, just in case there was some parts that you were unsure of.
Right, but I don't know if you know this about yourself, but every time I try to explain how things work on the show, you change the subject.
Hold on a second, Doug. I want to ask you a question about something else. What time are... I'm sorry. Do I really do that to you? I'm sorry.
Yeah. And also, you jump in with questions right after I kind of explained what we're doing.
I said,
we're going to play Leonard Maltin game, first to 2 points, and then you throw in this thing, we don't already have points?
Well, but we already played like 2 games already, so I thought we...
Yeah, and each of those games, I said, this is going to determine who goes first in the next game. That's all we're playing for.
Okay, but that's an unusual rule for a game show, is all I'm saying. Like, the only thing about it is that it leads to the beginning of the next thing.
Every game show's a little different, Ben.
I know.
I don't know. Have you seen a lot of game shows? They don't all have red light challenge.
No, I fucking hate game shows. I never wanted to be a fucking game show host.
Was anybody ever in the cab going, this is not how I would do this?
Yeah, Doug, fucking Doug.
When are we gonna do the lineup
challenge? People were like, "Wait, how does the game work?" I was never like, "How do you guys not fucking know this already?" I just told them how it worked.
You've been on the show several times. You commute to work every day in my Cash Cab. How come you don't know yet?
If there's anyone who should understand, it's about the journey. It's the host of Cash Cab.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that's why he thinks he has to leave every time he gets something wrong.
You're right. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, get out of the cab.
Get out.
This is your stop.
I will pay closer attention.
Or less close.
All right, you think I'm looking too closely. That's the problem. I think Doug's making it up as he goes along. That's the fucking problem. I love you, Doug.
Okay, Jeff, your first category option is movies Ben Bailey has never seen. Or movies where cabs go off of cliffs. Actually... Celebrating a birthday today, our friend from the show, he's been on the show a few times, Simon Pegg is, he's a Valentine's baby. Love Simon Pegg. So the films of Simon Pegg. Or HB4H on Twitter suggested Valentine's Dre. Valentine's Dre. And that's romantic movies that have a hip-hop artist in them. And Dan Samiljan suggested Endless Love, and that's Jennifer Love Hewitt movies that are over 2 hours long. Which one of those would you like to play, Jeff?
Man, I'm sorry, I have a question about how this is going to work, Doug.
Jeff gets to pick the category.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I take Endless Love.
Okay.
Fuck.
This movie that has Jennifer Love Hewitt in it and is over 2 hours long gets 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. The year is 2001. He calls this movie watchable. Like he's able to look in the direction where it is playing. And this is so weird. He says the movie includes a wonderful performance by Jennifer Love Hewitt's breasts. Like that is the perviest line Leonard Maltin has ever written. And then he lists, and of course that could be said about any of her films.
But also that explains the watchable part. It starts with 2 stars, and it was just good enough to get that other half a star.
14 names, Jeff.
2001?
Mm-hmm.
0. Okay. Yeah, why not?
Nikki has to go negative or...
Oh, Jesus.
Or hope that Jeff doesn't know it. Do you think you know what it is?
Oh, God. There's a tiny part of me that does, but I'm one word off. So I'm going to say name that movie.
All right. Jeff's going to just tell us the name of the movie. And if he's right, he gets a point.
Oh, you bastard.
And if he's wrong...
He has it written on his chest.
Is it Heartbreakers?
Yes. Yeah.
That is awesome.
It says, yeah, Tom Petty.
It's Tom Petty and Heartbreakers.
That's great.
That is a funny coincidence.
Doug, that's not how you chose the movie for the first part of the game, is it?
I do sometimes do stuff like that, but I wouldn't know ahead of time that he was going to have Heartbreakers on his thing. I wouldn't even think he'd be wearing this anymore because a week or so ago he was telling me about how he got paint all over it, and he's still rocking it even so because it's his favorite hoodie. Yeah. I never even knew what it said on there because Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is like so faded.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
it's
even
old.
Know what that was.
It's an old sweater, but it's not available anymore, so I just keep wearing it.
Yeah. But also the game is rigged. Jeff has 1 point. Jeff is on the board. So now we're going to start with you, Ben, and we'll go from...
Is that so that Ben's asked a question?
Huh?
Or did you just bypass?
How does it get to me?
You'll see.
No.
We're going to start with you, and then go to Ted, and then to Nikki, and then to Jeff. And you get to pick the category.
Right.
And you get to choose between Jurassic Pork, which is, of course, films where Jeff Goldblum has sex. Someone named Hyper Apathy on Twitter suggested Cherub, just one word category, Cherub, and that is movies where someone gets a lap dance, a.k.a. a cherub. that reaction was like you just heard about a murder or something.
Cherub. Yeah, and it sounds like you just said Midnight Run and you guys all fucking closed up.
At Chrissyfus, the name Chris, but like Sisyphus, Chrissyfus underscore suggested lunch at Tiffany's, and that is romantic sequels. So the sequel to Breakfast at Tiffany's would be Lunch at Tiffany's. which one of those do you like, Ben?
What was the first one again, Doug?
Jurassic Pork.
Jurassic Pork. We're going to go with Jurassic Pork.
All right. Jeff Goldblum has sex. It's happened. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that came out in 1986. He says about Goldblum in this movie that he is just right. Yeah. And he also says that this movie is sharply written. And he names just 4 names. So what are you going to do with that, Ben?
I'm going to say 4.
Take them all. Ted?
Well, first I'm going to look at my T-shirt. It's actually the what's the movie Bill Murray
and
Wu-Tang Clan Coffee and Cigarettes. Yeah, I was going to say 500.
Bill Murray.
And my fly has been open this whole time. So that was fortuitous checking of the T-shirt.
The movie is Dick. Is the movie Dick?
Moby Dick.
Okay, so Ted, you could bid less names, or you can challenge Ben to name it.
I'm gonna say
you could go 3 names, or
I thought this
two
was
names,
about meandering.
1 name.
I thought meandering was welcome.
0 names.
I'm gonna say
negative
ben,
one.
Ben said 4. I'm gonna say 3 names.
Okay, Nikki.
Name that movie, Ted.
Yeah. That's what I thought was going to happen. Jeff is having such a good time.
What's going on with you?
He's so cocky when he's on the leaderboard.
No. Just everyone will see you in a second.
Yeah, it's fun. It's very funny what's happening, Jeff. I agree with you. Let's try to keep it together.
Nikki knows.
Settle down, you guys.
Son of a bitch.
Settle down.
Do you know 2 now? Fuck! It's unbelievable.
It's cool.
Oh my God.
It's cool. Here's your 3 names, Ted.
Yes.
Someone named Joy Bushel is in this movie. Joy Bushel. A gentleman named John Getz. And an actress named Gina Davis from 1986.
You gotta be kidding me!
Settle down! What's it called, Ted?
The Fly.
There is some weird
mojo.
That is
so amazing. So, Ted,
this is insane.
Fucking amazing.
There is some weird stuff going on.
Let me look at my T-shirt. No clue on my T-shirt, but my fucking fly is open!
Yeah, Ben, everybody heard that happen.
But someone had to say it, Doug.
I'm just kidding. But what I want to know, Ted, is at what point you figured out what the movie was?
I was honestly thinking The Big Chill. And then I just noticed my fly was open. So honestly, I put it together once Jeff started freaking out.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to get him to stop from freaking out.
Did you see Ben's face? It wasn't me. It was mostly what Ben was doing when he goes, oh, my fly's down. And Ben had a mild stroke.
I was just excited that Ted's pants were on.
But Doug, Gina Davis was not in The Big Chill, right? So I think I would have got it anyway.
Yeah, Gina Davis is a good clue. Like, 3 names is pretty good. Like, yeah. It would have been hard for you to miss it. But also, what the coincidence was incredible.
That is crazy.
Does Goldblum get laid in The Big Chill?
What's that?
Does Goldblum's character get laid in The Big Chill?
Does he?
He doesn't, right? He's trying the whole time.
He tries
time
to get with
Chloe.
With Meg Tilly, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Dick.
She's not having it.
Fucking boyfriend died. And he's like, hey, I'll just move right in.
Yeah, it's a real step down from Costner to Goldblum, too.
Costner.
Isn't Costner the dead guy in
he's
that movie?
The body, yeah.
He's the body. Like, yeah. But they cut the flashback scene where you actually see him.
Right, right.
It would have been weird if my fly was open. I said, I'm feeling a big chill down here.
Oh, looks like today is your Independence Day. Oh, no.
Earth girls are easy. Suddenly we're playing Last Man Standing with Jeff Goldblum. All right, so Ted's on the board. Ted has a point.
All right.
And, we're going to start with Jeff now.
Goldblum?
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Who challenged who? You, Nikki challenged... Yeah, okay, so we're going to start with you, Ben, and then we're going to go to Jeff. You get to pick the category between Magic Arc suggested Big Hero 6 Feet Under, and that's films where T.J. Miller gets killed. yeah! I'm dead! At Ruroni 1029 suggested 4 Red Weddings and a Funeral. And this is movies with actors from Game of Thrones that have a wedding or a funeral in them. Yeah.
Oh, those.
And Trips Zero suggested on Twitter to have and to have not, K-N-O-T. And it's perfect timing because of that movie that's out this weekend. It's films that have bondage scenes in them. Bondage.
Well, I'm going to go right ahead and go with that one.
What's that?
Bondage films.
Do you like that?
To have not, yeah.
All right. You get to pick a year. Would you like a movie that had bondage in it from 1994 or 2002?
1994.
Oh, interesting. Three and a half stars from Leonard for this movie from 1994 that has some bondage in it. He says this movie is outrageous. He also says he also calls this movie Pumped Up. And he also says it's not for the squeamish. And he lists 7, 10, 12 names. How many names can you get it in? Ben Bailey.
What's the category again? How many? He offers 12 names?
There's some sort of bondage, situation.
And it's pumped up.
In
it's,
the film.
It kind of means to me that it's absolutely not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
I'm gonna real, be a real subtle bondage movie.
Yeah.
Understated.
Yeah.
Like a Absolutely. Merchant Ivory bondage movie.
Yeah. It's got bondage in it. It's not, you know.
It's all implied.
Not necessarily a bondage movie. Yeah, every movie has bondage in it when you think about it. Somebody's being oppressed somehow.
Fuck. 12 names.
Yeah, take them all.
Lame, but
I'm gonna take them all.
I'm not willing to take much of a risk. I'm gonna go 12 names.
You say 12?
12, yeah. That's all of them.
Yeah, all right. I'll say 11.
10.
7.
This is intense. Really like your tucked in, no belt look.
Oh,
You fucking asshole. It's been that way for 1 second. The people listening at home, I just took off a layer.
You're standing for no reason.
Wow.
It is a good look.
I don't wear belts.
That's the name of the movie.
Do you have another show tonight, Ben?
I do, yeah.
What time's your show tonight?
You're setting me up, Doug.
For what?
9:30.
There you go. Got some people coming to that.
A couple of fans at 9:30.
People that don't want to see me and Todd Barry, I guess. And Jeff Tate's going to be on the show with me and Todd Barry. Ben's show sold out already anyway, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
7.
Here we go.
94. Mm-hmm. A subtle bondage film.
I don't believe I said that.
And we're down to, I know. Ted says 7 out of 12, but we start from the bottom. Fuck. 6.
Oh, Jeff, I have a strong feeling here.
Yeah, I feel pretty. I just feel pretty. Yeah.
Oh, so pretty.
I thought about continuing it, but that's how I feel.
How charming.
I say, what? One less than Ben. What did Ben say? You said 5?
I said 6.
You said 6, I say 5.
Name that movie.
Yes!
Name it, Jeff.
Right now?
Hang on. Did you scream yes, Ben?
Yeah, because I'm off the hook.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting way to look at it, because the other way to look at it is you're about to lose.
I could probably do it.
Because if Jeff names this successfully,
right,
he's going to get 2 points. So here we go.
I think I know it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom Petty?
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Petty the movie. Alright, here we go.
Subtitle, I Feel Pretty.
Here's your here's
It's called
your...
Fingerless Gloves.
Okay, I want everybody, the audience, and Jeff and Nikki and Ben and Ted to raise your hand. I'm going to say the 5 names, but raise your hand as soon as you know for sure what movie this is. Okay. As soon as you think you know it for sure. There's already a hand up over there. I like that guy. Here we go. Bruce Willis. See, Jeff already knows. Christopher Walken. Rosanna Arquette. Eric Stoltz. Ving Rhames. There the hands go up.
Yeah.
What's it called, Jeff?
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. And guess what that movie also has in it? Rape.
That's part of where the bondage comes in, right?
It's probably the funniest rape scene in the history of film.
Probably. We haven't finished our research yet, but it's pretty high up there.
It's on the short list.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff Tate's our winner, everybody. Yeah, that one's like, that's so chock full of big names that the whole list is just a bunch of giveaway names. And I almost said it as a clue, but it's probably too strong a clue. Danny DeVito was one of the executive producers. Yeah, isn't that interesting? He's a good little guy. Oh. Where is the person you're playing for, Jeff? Back over there somewhere?
Right there.
Come get your stuff. Congratulations. Touch the ground, you have to burn it.
Burn it.
Congratulations. And pass me down the shitheads on the backs of your name tags, you guys, if you have one. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a nice one.
I don't know if that's a shithead on the back of that or not.
I love this one has on the back of it, optional. Please plug Bongs with Sean on YouTube. bongs with Sean. Is it you just sitting around with a bunch of bongs, or do you?
I've done all kinds of stuff.
You do all kinds of stuff?
Making bongs out of all kinds of.
Oh, you make bongs out of different things? What's the weird? You've already got one viewer. What's the weirdest thing you made a bong out of? People ask me that all the time. I use apples. What?
A toilet.
A toilet?
Where do you put your mouth?
So you flush. Well,
once you again, where do you put your mouth? It's still too close to a fucking toilet, man. Why don't you just smoke pot?
Just having fun with it.
Yeah, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but just keep your face out of the toilet. Sorry to be such
like
a
I'm in
square.
High school again.
You know,
again.
If dogs drink out of the toilet when you're busy eating their biscuits.
I've packed a couple bowls in my day.
Yeah. Bam.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have another show tonight, Nikki?
Yeah.
Is yours sold out already, too?
It is.
But when some is people it?
It's here at 9, at 7 with Moshe Cash.
Here.
Oh, and me. I'm on that one, too.
Very soon. Oh, yeah, and Jeff Tate. Oh, thank you. Go.
This is your crowd. They're already here.
Yeah. Yeah, just stay.
Yeah, why would you go outside if you don't have to? Yeah.
Free toilet bonks over at Pete's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to get stoned, there's a restroom in here and somebody back there knows what to do.
Yeah, I guess we should ask which toilet specifically did you turn into a bong?
Oh, the one right here, dude. It's in the ladies' room, but it's cool.
If it's one of those stand-up urinals, that'd be very impressive. Like one of those floor-length stand-up, like if you turn that.
Ugh.
Listen, it's not my idea. It said optional on the back of it. You still read it.
I did. Ben, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember, dude. Every time. I'm like, I don't know, Doug. But I remember.
I'm going to, next time you're on the show, I mean, if there's a next time, I'm going to send you the longest email explaining every, and you're not going
to
read
it. Am I supposed to feel guilty about that somehow?
No, it's
couldn't
hilarious.
You have done that before the first fucking time?
You wouldn't have read it.
You're right. I'll be in St. Louis, at the Funny Bone at St. Louis next weekend, Westport Plaza. And then I'm at Calusa Casino, north of San Francisco, on the 27th, which is a Friday, and then I'm at the Improv in Hollywood, Saturday the 28th.
Nice. I'll try to, we'll talk, but I got, there's a few shows going on in LA that week I think you might be able to participate in if you've got the time.
I'd love to, and come do a spot on the Improv show that Saturday you're in town.
No, I already got it. I'm already booked, but thank you.
I rescind my offer anyway.
The Ted and Ben end of this panel, I just keep waiting for you guys to tell me about the white supremacist group here. you're here in town with.
That's actually a good segue to next Friday, I'll be on a Black Lives Matter panel. That's true. At Smack Melon in Brooklyn at an art gallery. So don't judge a book.
It's good that panel has that angle. They got a supremacist on there.
They balance it out, right.
To debate the issue.
It's the ultimate cover.
The alternative voices, yeah.
What else you got coming up, Ted Alexandro?
I just always like to let people know about my web series, Teacher's Lounge, on YouTube. I play a music teacher, and various comedians play faculty members, everyone from Todd Barry, who's the librarian, to Lewis Black as the principal, David Tell, school photographer. There's a lot of great people. Yeah.
It's great. It's really funny.
Great casting all around. Todd's kind of quiet, so he's the librarian.
Yeah, he's a perfect librarian, yeah.
Dave's a pervert, so he's a photographer.
Perfect, yeah.
What was the other one?
Louis Black is the
Louis
principal.
Black is the principal. Oh, just yelling at you and doing that. Flicking his fingers at you. Yeah. Love it.
Is this a real school?
I wish.
School, yeah, we're pitch- school of comedy.
That's it. Yeah, we're pitching into IFC now, so keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's a great place for it. Nikki Glaser just did a pilot for the, can you talk about it at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, for Comedy Central.
Comedy Central, so fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
If you don't hear anything in March, then it didn't happen. So, yeah. And also, I'm going to be in San Francisco next, the 20, weekend of the 27th, so at the Punchline.
But you should go north and see me at the casino instead.
Well, you can go see Ben on the 27th and then me on the 28th. How about that?
Make a weekend of it, you guys. Just cruise around the Bay Area.
I got to say, I saw Ben last night. It was amazing.
Wow, thanks, Nikki.
Yeah, it was really great.
That's nice.
If you haven't seen Ben do stand-up, you should see it.
I'm so glad to hear he's good for something. Yeah, everybody's been raving about...
Everyone was great on that show, by the way. Nikki and Kurt also. It was a really great
show.
That's
what I was waiting for.
Okay. Yeah. That's the only reason she brought it up. Quid pro pro. Jeff?
I think all three of these are amazing comedians. I've been a fan of all of them for a very long time. Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're all great. I think Ted helped me get on television.
First time Jeff and I met
was in Philadelphia. Well, but then the second time was in Wichita.
Wichita. I was touring with show. Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
We were taking a bus tour. I was touring with Craig Ferguson going all over the country. And after shows, these big theater shows, he would always say, let's go to the local comedy club. So we were in Wichita, and we go to, you can tell the rest of it.
Looney Bin.
Yeah.
So there you go. Second show Friday, Wichita. 20 people there, not happy about it. They seem upset that they're there. And then these guys walk in, and I have to go jabber at 25 drunk people for a half an hour. And then they leave, and then a week later, I get to be on television.
He was hilarious. And the whole, yeah. And the whole time in the bus... Craig was like, that guy was great. He's like, do you know him? I'm like, yeah, that's Jeff. And then we just looked you up on Twitter, and that was how you got booked. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So that's a bit Ted Alexander, everybody. Well.
Yeah, things happen when Ted talks.
Yeah. And next week I'm in St. Paul because I don't ever want to be warm again. The 19th to the 21st, St. Paul Joke Joint, April 3rd and 4th, Houston Joke Joint. And I have my own podcast about cheers. It's sometimes about cheers, sometimes not. Afternoon, everybody. That's what it's called. And it's on iTunes or whatever. And you're gonna.
That guy in the audience was just coincidentally yelling it.
He thought he saw someone walk in.
Yeah.
Just saying hello.
I'm just dragging this all out because I don't want to go outside again. That doesn't seem necessary. Let's just move our show over here tonight. Just stay here. Let's just embed in this theater. And the other comics can go fight for the other spots.
Sounds good to me, man.
All right.
Move all these shows to the lobby of our hotel. Various quarters of the lobby.
Hey, is Omelet here? Ah, why? He's got to get up early for radio tomorrow. Omelet and Friends Radio, they broadcast from the lobby of the hotel the other day. And we're comedians, so like the night before, we're like, yeah, we'll all stop by in the morning. And then they did like 3 hours of broadcasting from the lobby just going, are some comedians going to come by? And then like, you know, at the stroke of 9, you know, Nikki shows up and then I showed up a few minutes later and we all kind of trickled in during the last hour of the broadcast. And they had to sit around the lobby for all morning. So thanks to them for doing that. And
he acted like it was crazy that he had to do it without us, as if he doesn't do it without us every other fucking day of his life.
Yeah, he's got to show every morning, but this one was particularly calamitous.
I'm going to be doing stand-up at the Improv in Fort Lauderdale on February 24th. And thanks again, Traverse City. It's always so nice to come to such a terribly cold place and meet such warm people. You guys have been such a terrific crowd. We'll do this again in the summer during the film festival. And next winter, we'll talk. We'll see. Like, I did this in wintertime 2 years ago, and enough time had gone by that I was like, that wasn't so bad. And it wasn't so bad. And last night and the night before, you know, I've been here for a couple nights now, were not that bad. But today, boy, did it fucking come on strong. Well, I guess I should be thanking you guys for giving me a new weather low. Thank you, Traverse City.
I keep falling down.
He falls down a lot in the snow. It's pretty funny.
But I don't.
I saw it last night. It was awesome.
Right? It was like dramatic and kind
of. He kicked a bumper on his way down.
I landed in a cloud of loose snow, so I just like, it was just like a poof. And I'm not generally a clumsy person. I don't fall down a lot, but I fucking can't stay on my feet in this goddamn town. I fell on my way here getting into a car. The door was open. I just had to put my feet into a car like I've done every day forever, and I fell. And then I caught both things, and then I dangled, right? I was like, shitty fat Batman. If I could remember the name of one of the businesses nearby where I fell, I'm fucking owning it. But I cannot remember where. I fall in so many places, I can't remember who the fuck owns what. What thing I've fallen in front of. That camera shop might be mine one day.
You might just be the mayor of Traverse City and not know it.
Yeah. I'll take that in lieu of a settlement.
Vote for shitty fat Batman.
I'll get that heated sidewalk everywhere.
Thank you to all of my guests, Ben Bailey, Ted Alexandro, Nikki Glaser, Jeff Tate. Thanks, you guys. Didn't have to throw anybody off the stage. Wait, hang on. Hang on. All right. guess they found the end theme. And now Ben's doing a weird tuck-in before. Don't you have to go? Don't you have to go do some Trivago ads or something? Or like in the movie Her, nobody wore belts. That was like the one innovation in the future is men just wear pants that cinch up enough around the waist. They don't need belts at all. But yeah, I'll do three shitheads and then come in with the closing theme song. And thanks for finding it. As always, tiny bees are a shithead. Is that like a problem around here? Extra small bees? Yoda says so. Owner Tukel is a shithead. I like him. I've talked with him since that happened, and we get along fine. He hasn't been back on the show, but he's a nice guy. And finally, as always, wind is a shithead. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the fuck.